Even before Iraqis go to the polls on January 30th, there are suggestions for yet another vote in that country, a nationwide referendum on when the United States should pull out of Iraq. This week, three colleagues at Washington's Center for Strategic and International Studies wrote an opinion piece in the New York Times suggesting that a referendum would allow Iraqis to determine an effective exit strategy for the United States. Bathsheba Crocker is co-director of the Post-Conflict Reconstruction Project at CSIS and joins us from the studios of the CBC in Ottawa. It's a lot of initials, but Ms. Crocker, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.
And what do you think a vote in March would accomplish?
Well, I think there are a number of things that it could accomplish, and perhaps the first and foremost is just increasing Iraqi political participation in what happens in the very immediate future in their country.
This, of course, would come just a few weeks after the vote that's going to be held on January 30th that will invest a new government. And if voters the first time around should decide the U.S. should stay, you suggest this referendum should be renewed every few months.
Right. I mean, I think the particular timing of the first-time referendum is obviously not set in stone. The important thing is just the idea that it would happen. But I think the idea behind the notion of it recurring on a regular basis would just be that this would, in a sense, allow the Iraqis and the Americans together to sort of keep a tab on how things are going. And so the Iraqis would know that this was not also a one-time vote.
Ms. Crocker, the Iraqis are about to elect a new government, legislative assembly, administrative officers. Isn't that what a government is for?
Of course it is what a government is for, and you hope that you have a government that is legitimately elected and representative of the Iraqi people and can speak for the people. At the same time, I think we all are expecting in some way or another at least a certain part of the Iraqi population to be somewhat or wholly disenfranchised by this vote, that being the Sunni part of the population.
Do you have any idea how such a vote would go, just based on your recent experience?
It's difficult to predict. I think one of the things we think is very interesting about raising this idea is that although in polls Iraqis overwhelmingly say they dislike the occupation forces and would like them to leave, I think part of what a referendum like this might do is really force Iraqis to think a little bit more thoughtfully about that decision. And the end result might surprise us, and it might surprise them, which is to say that for their own safety and security and for numerous other reasons, they prefer the American forces to stay for some continuing period of time.
Do you think a referendum would have any kind of effect on the insurgency? What sort of effect do you think it might have?
Well, one hope of such an action would be that it would take some of the wind out of the insurgency's sails, as it were. One of the things that the insurgency has going in its favor is that it claims to be fighting against the American occupation, and it at the moment holds the mantle as sort of being the thing to turn to if you want to get the U.S. forces out. What this would do is put that decision in the hands of the Iraqi people, and however the vote came out, it would then be the Iraqi people who had made that decision for the future of the country, rather than the insurgency.
Ms. Crocker, do you think there's any chance of this idea being accepted?
Well, it's obviously hard to tell. I have to say we've gotten some very interesting and intrigued reactions to this idea so far. And I think in some ways people are very heartened by the simplicity of the idea and also the fact that this really throws the decision back on the Iraqi people.
I must ask this. Is this a way for U.S. forces to get out of Iraq with putting the face of a victory on it?
Well, I think it's certainly it would provide more of an honorable or victorious exit strategy, if you will, than some other ways we might get pushed out of that country. In the sense that I think it would be quite honorable, actually, if it were in the hands of the Iraqi people to make that decision.
Bathsheba Crocker, co-director of the Post-Conflict Reconstruction Project at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. Thanks very much.
Thank you.